The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Is there an unwritten rule that's being broken here between best friends? It's 99.7 DJX. That's what one of our listeners wants to know. As she messaged us saying, "Hey guys, I need to know from your listeners if there's an unwritten rule about best friends and exes."
Oh man. I'm already nervous. I feel like you know the answer before you're even writing to us. I feel like you do know the answer.
Let's play it out. She writes, "We'll call them Jan and Dan."
Jan and Dan, that's cute.
I like it. Quick backstory. About a month ago, I suddenly found myself single. Classic tale of my ex-boyfriend thinking we were in an open relationship.
Oh, wow.
Dating several people at the same time.
Oh, dang.
And I thought we were exclusive.
Oh, yeah, that is not on the same page.
Oh, well. Live and learn. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
My best friend, Jan, was there for me. Helped me get through it. She and her boyfriend, Dan, took me in and included me in their activities and really made me feel good. Anyway, just last week, she and her boyfriend broke up or went on a break or something. She told me she realized they were at different points in their life and she needed to find someone with the same, quote, vision for the future.
Oh, okay.
And so they were chilling out. They had been seeing each other for about a year. This is where I need clarity from you all. Through my best friend, I had gotten close to her boyfriend, too. Dan's a great guy, and I feel like he's, quote, boyfriend material. And so last weekend, I got a little drunk.
No. Put down the phone.
And sent him several texts that turned into sex.
Okay, so definitely crossed the line a little bit.
Well, he must have said something to my best friend because Jan got really upset with me for crossing that line.
Yeah, okay.
She writes, "It's not like we actually did anything physical. They were just texts."
Got it.
Plus, she was the one that broke it off with him.
Sure.
Am I crossing a line here? Isn't the saying all's fair in love and war? Maybe it's a timing thing, but I feel like since she broke it off, he's fair game. Now, if Dan had dumped her, I would get it and stay away. Help me out.
Okay, well, I think the biggest thing is you didn't go to Jan and say, "Hey, I think I have the hots for Dan. Would you be okay with me pursuing that?" It's like you didn't ask her first.
Well, I don't
think. How did she feel about it?
No, she didn't ask her because it was the alcohol.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know,
it kind of transpired with the alcohol.
You know, she's sitting there drinking and she's like, "You know who I'm going to text? I'm going to text Dan, see how he's doing."
Dan's a nice guy.
And she's probably like,
"Dan's up right now."
Dan! D-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-N! And then, and you know, I get it. You know, it starts off fine, and then, you know, thanks to the alcohol, it kind of turns in a different direction.
Yeah, and then you're sending like kissy jiffies or something. I don't know.
Eggplants and peaches and all sorts of stuff.
Eggplants, peaches.
Yeah, you're sending all sorts of things. Probably,
cross the line.
Kind of echoing what you said, I think, yeah, maybe it did cross a line.
Yeah, I think in that situation, you always need to clear it first. No matter who breaks up, you know, ends the relationship, you still need to clear it with your best friend to make sure they would be okay with you going down that road. Otherwise, you know, it might have been way too soon, you know.
Yeah, I feel like timing was an issue there because she said this is fresh. I mean, this is a fresh breakup. Even though she did the one dumping, Jan did the one dumping on Dan.
Yeah.
You know, okay, 502-571-9970. It's group therapy. Girl code. crossing that line of, you know, sending inappropriate text messages to your best friend's new ex. That's where we are with group therapy. And our listener who texted in wondering or messaged us and said, you know, am I crossing the line here? Why is she so mad? If Dan had dumped Jan, then I would get it and stay away. But since she broke it off, he's fair game.
Okay, so when you contact us and you're looking for input, be prepared, because sometimes our peanut gallery can be brutally honest. Like Janine, she knows she's wrong. She's going to hell in a handbasket. You don't do that to your friend.
Okay.
Not right.
Kimberly.
Tiffany said, absolutely not. I had that happen to me once. She told me, well, you're done with him, and then I was done with her.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, Kimberly messaged and said, as someone who has an ex that is also the ex of three of my friends, I feel like
wait a second, three of her friends?
I feel like I can weigh in here. She writes, first, some people believe there is a rule about the exes of friends and family being off limits. That's generally a friendship by friendship basis. So to your friend, her ex should be off limits. Second, there is always a rule of a breathing period. They just broke up or took a break and you started sending him texts that crossed the platonic line. So you are in the wrong in this case, especially since he told her. That means he doesn't think you are flirting with him, or at least this is too soon.
He thought it was inappropriate. That's
right.
Why he told her.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, was it clear? It looks like it was all kind of like one-sided with the listener kind of doing all the suggestive text messages. And he was probably just being polite, you know, responding at first.
I mean, I got to be honest.
Like, and then if he's telling Jan about it, yeah.
Yeah, I was, and still am probably, clueless when it comes to women flirting with me. And I would just be nice. And I'm like, oh, they're being nice. And so... and my wife would be like, no, she's clearly flirting with you. Oh, all right. Well, I'm just being nice. Like, I just see it as being nice. And so Dan is probably, you know, to kind of piggyback on what you said, just being nice to our listener who's, you know, texting
with
him.
His responses, but he clearly knew something was up because he told Jan about it.
Right.
And Amanda said, okay, first off, he gave you a big clue that he isn't interested in anything more with you than making your friend jealous when he told her about the exchange. So that there could be that. Like, maybe Dan was using this opportunity to make Jan jealous, because remember, she's the one that dumped him.
All right, so there's
second,
only... Go ahead. Go ahead.
They just broke up. You're trying to slide in on him. It doesn't matter if the breakup was her idea. It's sad you need others to tell you this.
Penny says, thanks for the reminder not to have best friends.
That's not what we're saying.
Megan says, nope, I think it's fine. There was no heartbreak involved out of a mutual agreement.
Well, we don't know that for sure. We don't know how Dan's doing. Wellness check on Dan.
Yeah. All right. Well,
But even so, I mean, Jan wasn't, it still, I think, would be painful to see your best friend go behind your back without telling you and move in on your ex, regardless if you got dumped or not, or you decided to break up.
Again, yeah, I think the alcohol that she admitted to drinking before sending the text probably had a little bit to do with it, but...
Yeah,
you know,
so she needs to have a conversation with Jan and apologize for crossing the line.
Yeah, yeah, but the alcohol is not saying anything she's not thinking.
Absolutely.
It's just breaking down her inhibitions to actually say it. So,
she owes Jan an apology for sure. And, you know, if she wants to mend that relationship, and then if you know, then broach the subject of, so can I go date him?
so now that that's all out of the bag,
Are you cool with that?
I mean, I think everyone is on the hey, that's not what best friends do. You crossed the line. Let's try to mend the fence if that's what you want to do. So
And I feel like she knew that when she wrote to us. She just needed that confirmed by us. Or maybe she was just throwing out a Hail Mary, like, maybe they'll tell me it's fine. And then I can feel better about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think she knew, but, you know, it's up to us to spell it out.
Clarify.
Very clearly. Yeah. Where she was wrong. So, there you go. If you want to read back on the comments, you can. Facebook @Ben and Kelly Show.